This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to the Red and Gold Summit, live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. All the hosts together again, getting you ready for another Niners season, right here on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, now the Red and Gold Summit! Here we go!
Yeah!
It's called first penalty of the season, false start, 5 yards, still first down. We're all good. King's Fish House here at Westfield Valley Fair, and all of our favorite listeners, thank you for being here as we unveil the 2025 season, and we will soldier on here at the Red and Gold Summit, and we do have something very special planned for you. Our man Carter Chickering is not wearing a huge Niner chain and a shiny silver jacket for no reason at all.
But he's going to play right tackle for the Niners after week two.
Right? How about running back?
Like,
there's no escaping the fact that the conversation we were planning to have now needs to adjust a little bit. And if you are at 5:04, just hopping into your car after a day of work, the news is that Christian McCaffrey was limited at practice today with a calf problem. And you will see all of us, if you're watching on YouTube, all of us are feverishly on our phones all of a sudden trying to gather information on the actual behind-the-scenes situation. How bad is it? But look, there's no escaping that it's not just an injury to the guy that we don't want injured. It's literally the injury that we don't want to hear about to the guy that we're talking about. So let's go up and down the line and sort of describe the feeling that goes into your belly as you read this. Yes, Yasky.
I mean, the fact that they paid the quarterback all the money that they paid him, and we all love Brock. He's a really good player, really good player. But the fact that everything rests on the health and availability week to week of Christian McCaffrey is terrifying. That doesn't mean they can't overcome it and still have a really good year.
Yep.
But we know this is one of the special players that we've ever seen wear red and gold. I'm not saying his resume is where Frank Gore's is. He's more physically gifted when he's fully healthy than Frank Gore. That's a sentence. Frank's one of my favorite of all time. We hold him in high, high regard. I mean, he had a season that only really Jerry Rice has had in a red and gold uniform. So this is terrifying. This sucks.
Yep.
I even if he's available and he's, well, let's say 95%, like, what's he going to be 2 weeks from now? What's he going to be on every single tackle? What's he get up like? There's the burst there. I mean, this sucks. There's no other way around it. This really sucks.
The feeling is just dread, and I'm just playing off what you're saying, Chasky, and you're absolutely right. Even last year, 6-11, we had Aaron Schatz on, who is the creator of DVOA, and his argument was even, like, if you just look at the numbers, they probably should have been 8-9 last year, which is still not good enough without McCaffrey. And now you do have Robinson Jr., but you're right in what we talked about before, where he's in the huddle and you're, as a defense, you got to worry about what he's going to do. And even if he is good to go for week one, the idea of him playing even 15 games now to me feels far-fetched.
Well, here's one thing, though. We're sleeping on Shanahan and Purdy. Can Shanahan and Purdy navigate whatever availability there is for CMC? If you are one of those franchise-like quarterbacks that we all think and want and hope, and I think a lot of us believe he can be, you can navigate this and still have a great year.
You can, especially because of that schedule, but I also think that this changes the way, again, we don't know where this is at. Who knows? He might play this weekend for all we know. But this changes the way that a defense approaches the entire San Francisco 49er offense. Mm. So what you can do no matter what your name is, like I don't really buy into the whole hero thing of like one man's down, so now Brock, you be that dude. Like that's not actually, you guys all know, this is not actually the way football works. This is a concert out there with 11 people and they're all moving in different directions and doing their job and it opens people up. If people are still going to be open, Brock Purdy's going to be great.
Yeah.
And Kyle Shanahan is going to be great, but if this leads to the same separation problems that they had last year, then we've got a problem.
Yeah. The Jackson 5 were great, but we know why they were great. It was because of Michael, and that's what McCaffrey is to this offense. And Steiny beats me up every day, but I stand on it. Tomorrow is not promised, and when you get close and you have an opportunity to be number one in the world, the Niners had that twice with, once with McCaffrey, and they didn't get it done. So hopefully he's out there Sunday. But if he's not, Willard, I would adjust that win total for me from 10 to 8 to 7.
Wow.
Because this is that big, man.
Yeah.
This is truly that big. Thank God they got B-Rob. But he is not what they call special. And how could we just go one by one, hey, he's going to do this and make them better? McCaffrey, you just said it, Willard, and now we get this cryptic update. So, again, help me, but I just feel like there was an earthquake in 49er land, and hopefully this dude's okay, but man.
I mean, for whatever it's worth, one text message that I just sent to a 49er insider's answer was, I don't know. I said,
how do you take that?
I said, what are we talking about here? What's their concern level? And I got IDK.
Should we get a waiter to come and pick up that name you just dropped?
That was a good one.
It's a no name. It's a no name.
Who you think it was?
Steiny, what
Shanahan.
What do you say?
I can't wait to hear that.
Well, this has been two things in a row. When we were asked me about the win total, I leaned on the side of 10, which I think is a little bit high. Okay, now they may be without McCaffrey. In both instances, though, you know what I think of? Kyle Shanahan.
Why?
Because I think there are three kind of coaches. Most coaches don't make the team much better or worse. Some coaches make the team worse, and some make the team better. And I think Kyle Shanahan makes the 49ers a better team. McCaffrey is a huge loss. And, of course, nobody can do what McCaffrey does, but Jordan Mason was leading the league in rushing the first five or six. Now, I get it. He's not as multidimensional. But it's you know, there's something about Shanahan where we find ourselves saying here and there, well, Shanahan will figure it out. He'll put somebody in the
spot. He didn't last year. They won six games.
But he's also been to a Super Bowl without Christian McCaffrey.
I got
right?
that.
Go ahead.
I just think that he did figure it out last year, but something Shasky said earlier just pops up right now, which is the red zone. Why couldn't they score in the red zone very often last year? It's because McCaffrey gives you the run-pass option that Jordan Mason didn't, and you got really tight in the lower red zone. You didn't have McCaffrey, and you had Jake Moody. And how are we feeling about that this year, folks?
And when you had him, Gibbs, they were number one in 2023. Exactly. They were number one in the red zone with McCaffrey.
18th or 19th.
One more piece of information to share with everyone with regard to McCaffrey is that Thursday is his usual scheduled media day as well.
Oh.
He was not available and did not appear in the locker room when reporters were present. So, again, you can start to put puzzle pieces together and do whatever you want with that. Was he just getting treatment or are they just not wanting
Will,
to talk
you think
about
he's playing?
This?
Oh, go ahead.
I mean, well, the season's not over,
probably
right?
Not
like,
the
it's
time
not
for
the
a
it's
gutless.
Not the quarterback position, like, right? What was that, signing? Gutless? Who's gutless?
I said it's probably
not
the time
to call CMC gutless.
Not yet. No, it's Achilles-less. But
that's a three.
No, I was talking about the media.
Okay,
basically.
That's good. That's good.
Yes. But, not the injury.
It's not the like a season ender, right? Now it sucks. It doesn't feel good, but. Like, are the Philadelphia Eagles viewing their season over if Saquon all of a sudden has a major injury today?
But they had,
no, but they're not.
But
right?
They also have two all-world receivers, yeah. a great tight end, a Super
Niners
Bowl winning quarterback who's been to two Super Bowls.
I hear you, Shasky.
They've got the best offensive line in the game.
Okay, but again, they're not viewing it as a season ender. So I'm not viewing it that way like a lot of Niner fans are probably feeling right now. It's like, oh, Christian McCaffrey, well, we have no shot. I'm not viewing it that way. You got Brian
that
Robinson
I agree
Jr.
with.
Like, you got the head coach and the quarterback combination. If you have that, and it's that conference in the NFC, which is wide open, I have confidence that they'll figure it out, man. I do.
What does figure it out mean?
Figure it out means they'll get 10 wins somehow.
They can.
I kind of feel
that way, too.
They can still win games. But to act like this is not a punch to everybody's Adam's apple.
I'm not saying it's not.
To me, it's disingenuous.
It's not just CMC.
Yeah,
you're out Ayuk as well.
Right.
And you don't know if you're going to get anything from Ayuk to start the year. You have Juwan Jennings, who didn't have any training camp. We saw how that worked out for Trent and for Brandon Ayuk. They just didn't look themselves for weeks on end. So, like, it's not just missing CMC.
Any of that can happen, but I always look at that as kind of omnipresent. But the fact, I mean, we all remember the feeling. I bet each of the six of us remember where you were when that report came down on opening night last year.
I was in the end zone. What
Christian
happened?
Christian McCaffrey.
At the game.
I'll sit next to you.
Yeah. The fact that Christian was listed as out for the game.
Man.
And this, to be honest with you, moment feels even worse than that. And I, like, you know, you were about to ask me, do I think he's playing this weekend? Probably not.
Why would you even do it if you thought he could
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
It's Thursday night.
Oh, man.
It's Thursday night. The idea that this is just going to be gone tomorrow when they have to put an injury report out and get on a plane seems a little far-fetched in this moment.
The first two games are on artificial turf, by the way.
Yeah.
So that doesn't happen.
That's an interesting point. Yeah, that's an interesting point.
I'm looking at the chart that the Niners put out.
Yeah, I'm looking at it too.
And he wasn't even listed on the Wednesday practice as to whether he played or not. Does anyone know?
I think, didn't you say you read that he went out on the field?
That was today. And
today.
They listed him today as limited. We saw Cam Inman shared a video of him going through some warm-up activities, and then he probably just felt it and
it
went to the side and didn't play much more. But you're right, Joe. It's interesting. And Grandy just said in our ear that he was full yesterday. The Niners didn't list it as such, but tomorrow will be a walkthrough, so whatever with his participation. But the key then is when that first injury report comes out, questionable, probable, or just in.
Let me throw this at you all. And if you are just joining us, Christian McCaffrey left practice today listed as limited with a calf injury and did not speak to reporters on his scheduled day. So an obvious gut punch to the 49ers they get ready to start their season. I was of the opinion when they acquired Brian Robinson that this was actually more about Garendo than it was Christian, because Garendo has struggled with his health more than anybody.
And fumbling.
But I wonder what y'all think, and this is speculative, no doubt, but when they acquired Brian Robinson, do you feel like they were aware or concerned, or were they actually worried about Garendo?
It was the Niners Geico.
And it's coincidence.
No, seriously, we're all stolen up here.
I think you got to assume that it was some percentage of some security for McCaffrey.
Has to be.
Whether it's if McCaffrey misses four games, this guy can play, or whether it's let's only give McCaffrey 15 touches and this guy gets
sick. But if there's concern, then why has he been a full participant all month?
But that's what happened last year, Willard.
I think you guys are forgetting. Patrick Taylor Jr. was backing him up. He looked terrible, and then he got hurt for the year. They literally had no backup and no healthy option, and Garendo had the shoulder injury. They had no healthy bodies for the third preseason game. He hurt his shoulder again and kept playing. I'm more in Mark's camp, where I think this was, we need a backup who's competent, and it just so happened that McCaffrey got injured. I don't think this was them being sadistically aware of what was going on.
And old man Jeff Wilson Jr. like being the running back one in the third preseason game.
Well, I'll say this. They run it like the Pentagon. And when I say they, it's like John and Kyle, and we're all parents up here. When you know there's bad news and you deliver it to the kids, you can delay it. You can wait to see if it's not going to be as bad as when you deliver it. But I got land for sale for anybody out there that believes Kyle and John and the people in the know weren't worried about Christian and this being way more serious. Right now was the 15th round of, we got to show our hand. We got to show what cards we got, because how could this all of a sudden happen? And oh, by the way, a couple weeks ago, we got Brian Robinson. Just no big deal. I'm saying to you all, they had to know this might be, something's wrong with the Ferrari.
Well, I think it could be any running back coming off a year where they missed most of
exactly
the playing
That's true.
Time.
That's true.
So, maybe, McCaffrey is a little bit older. So I got to believe that they were thinking about this, from the start of the offseason. Like, how are we going to, even if Christian's going right, well, it'd be great if we could get a guy who could do a little this, little that with him, without him. And that feels like what Robinson is.
Especially when you think about the calf we're talking about now. He tore his PCL in December. He had a severe knee injury. And so even you're coming off of that, and you've had a history of a calf issue. So, yeah, they got Robinson Jr. in for Garendo, but also for McCaffrey, I think.
This is our Red and Gold Summit here on 95.7 The Game with all six hosts, Spadoni, Shasky, Willard, Dibbs, Steiner, on the scene at King's Fish House, Westfield Valley Fair, which, by the way, as the season changes, be sure to check out the brand-new Columbia store at West Valley Fair, their newest drop, the ROC Tech Cargo Pant. Will be your go-to daily wear. Try this one on for size, guys. Grandy, play the comment from Trent Williams. This is 2 weeks ago. This is the elder statesman of the locker room, and this is what he had to say about how Christian looked and his health at that time.
I mean, Christian looks fantastic. He looks like offensive player of the year, Christian. So that's really, really refreshing to see, knowing that, what he had to deal with last year, just a little nicks and knacks and, not being able to do what he loved. To see him out there this year, 100% healthy, treating every play like it's his last, playing with his hair on fire, it really motivates the guys when you got a generational talent like that that brings it to work and in practice every day.
I just look at it this way. I know that that's just a teammate and they always say things positively, but when it comes to injuries, athletes and sports teams are very careful not to sort of create expectations for the fans that everything is okay unless they truly believe that everything is okay. Maybe I'm naive, but I think Brian Robinson was not acquired because they knew something was wrong. I have a hard time believing that based on everything we've heard out of camp.
They knew something could get wrong is why they got him, because they drafted a running back in the fifth round, Jordan James, and he just hasn't been healthy. So like that was part of
that
it.
Every year.
Yeah, they do that every year, but again, he hasn't really been healthy. True. So that is part of the conversation, and now maybe he's running back too if Christian McCaffrey can't go.
When I hear Trent say that, it like hit me like a sack of potatoes. No. Something happened. There was a flare-up of some sort that was not there a week or two, or what was that, 10 days ago you
said? That was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Like, that's the way I perceive that. Because, Trent is waxing poetically. He is a very understated individual. For him to say all that, that tells me something else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Has progressed.
It makes it worse.
Yeah,
it makes it worse. Because instead of this still being some sort, like, think about when Brock Purdy came back from the arm injury. They didn't tell us. They told us after the fact that actually the first 8 weeks of the season, he was in terrible pain.
Yeah.
And he couldn't really let it rip. They were winning football games, so we didn't really care. And they were on their way to the Super Bowl, so we didn't really care. But he was still working his way back.
Wow, man.
If Christian was working his way back, I don't think that they would sound like that. And I'm with Joe. It makes me think there's a new event that has taken place in his leg, which is worse.
We'll see the severity of it or how, you know, bad it is. Last year it was bilateral Achilles tendonitis. We all learned so much about bilateral and tendonitis. So until we really hear what this is, we can be cautiously pessimistic, and we should. It is a troubling thing to come out on this day, three days before the opener.
But the fact that it is the calf,
How long did it keep you out last year?
Yeah.
Just the calf alone.
Just
the calf. Man.
He went to Germany. Like, that's how serious the injury was.
Yeah.
Guys,
the PRP.
If we move beyond Christian for a second, we haven't discussed Purdy at all. 2 hours, and this guy just got paid hundreds of millions of dollars, most of it is guaranteed. There's some that he has to, like, reach incentives. Where does Purdy fit into the equation with the CMC news that you're hearing right now? For anyone, does anything pop into anyone's head?
Well, got to do more.
His own words actually are what pop into my head, because he said last year with injuries around him, the mistake he made was to try to do too much on his own. And so now he may get an immediate test on his own words, which is to trust the people that are around you and the play call and all of that, if he's got to do it without Christian McCaffrey. If B-Rob is starting at running back this weekend, that's a viable player. That's a good running back back there.
If they win 10 games and McCaffrey plays in five. I mean, come on. We're all going to do cartwheels on Purdy. Cartwheels. Well, we'll be thrilled.
Starting this week. Like,
exactly.
If there's no Christian McCaffrey and Brock Purdy has some sort of a game-winning drive late in this game in Seattle against your division rival, against Mike McDonald, that defense, I'm feeling a whole hell of a lot better about this season because of the quarterback.
But it feels like now with the continuance of last year without if he's not there for the, you know, near future, it's like that's what everybody had to deal with. Last year.
I don't want to sound like I'm too cynical by this, but, like, are we shocked by this? Are we really, like,
surprised? I'm going to be honest, but I am.
I'm setting myself up.
The timing of it sucks.
I'm blown away.
But I'm not, like, surprised.
I'm never shocked by an injury in football.
But Willard, you just said what everybody had been saying. He looked great. And he did. I believe that.
But I go to bed every night with the idea that any of them can be hurt tomorrow.
But this is a recurrence in a non-contact situation.
Like, would it shock y'all if Juwan Jennings pulls up lame in practice tomorrow?
No. Because he didn't have camp.
No.
But this
McCaffrey was looking so good.
I don't know.
And it felt like the bilateral Achilles tendonitis might have been a thing in the past. But like Shasky was saying, these types of ailments, they could be one step away from cropping up. And you know this, guys. I mean, there's no spring chicken on the panel. Maybe Spaghetti.
Hey!
I'm just trying to keep it above here, but
like 30 years on this earth.
That's right. I know, right?
28. Yeah,
just whatever. I mean, we get to certain ages, and like, there's ailments that we have that never go away.
Exactly. The shocker, Mark.
Shake Baldy's hands, and you'll find out those injuries don't go away.
But he had been seeing this Baldy. Like, I can't wait to hear what he said.
Yeah,
he kept kind of prepping us.
There's never a Monday where the NFL hasn't changed from Sunday. Never.
No, but also,
there's not a week in this league where we won't wake up Monday morning and go, well, that changes things for that team or for that team or for at least for a few weeks or whatever. TJ, in Steiny's favorite interview that's ever appeared on 95.7 The Game, TJ Houshmandzadeh an hour and a half ago said it again, and every player will say it. Injury rate is 100%. It's 100%. Wow. And so, for instance, he's talking about Juwan, quote, betting on himself, he's going to be a big fancy free agent next year. Will he? I have no idea.
But I
have no idea what he's going to be next offseason. He's got 17 football games, car accidents to go through first.
But you can have that opinion while also say, this is a devastating blow for a guy who is much more important to what they want to do. Like, we all like Juwan. He's important. McCaffrey's more important. Like, he just is.
No doubt.
Took Derrick Henry off Lamar Jackson's team, we'd view them differently. And we'd view Lamar Jackson a little differently. And the requirements for what he would need to do to win games would be different.
I'd say this, though, just as I'm thinking my way through it. Brian Robinson Jr. is a better backup than Jordan Mason was in week one.
I agree.
And I think he's more of a diverse back. He's been through it more often. I'm not saying you can bank on Guerrero, but he's a guy who's got that change of pace, speed. I'm not saying it's okay if McCaffrey misses a handful, but I think you're better suited now than you were last year.
And what I like about Brian Robinson, and Baldy talked about this with us, he's not as physical as Jordan Mason, but I often thought that Jordan Mason sought after way too much contact, and that contributed to him only going out, after 6 weeks? Brian Robinson is a lot, he's going to be more steady. He's not going to seek out contact. He's going to protect himself a lot better. And quite frankly, he wasn't number one in Alabama. I know it's college.
Yeah.
So he is used to the grind.
I want to go through this exercise here. Red and Gold Summit 2025. We appreciate everybody being here, all six hosts on the stage together, getting ready for the 49ers season, but also dealing with the gut punch news that Christian McCaffrey listed as limited today and left practice because of a calf issue. Already, our station has tweeted out what all of us said an hour ago with regard to how many wins we thought the team was going to get.
Did freezing cold takes already take it?
I might be positive.
Butcher Boy said between 7 and 11. You kind of played the positive. Spadoni said 10. Steiny said 10. Dibs and I both said 11.
Oh, no.
But would everybody like to answer the question again?
No. I'm not coming off 10.
You're not going to change. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not coming off 10. Yeah.
Joe?
Oh, I'm now like you're in now the 9, 8, 7.
My gosh, yeah.
9, 8, 7.
Give me the Steve Young, Willard. I'm going from 10 to 8.
You got to see them. We haven't seen anything. Like, Mykal Williams has not been on your television set. We have not seen anything from a lot of these guys. It's very difficult to get a gauge on what this team is or will be.
Man.
Unlike in years past where I knew what to expect. We talk about injuries and deficit. We always talk about Christian missed all this time and it changed the offense. Dre Greenlaw, we thought was going to be ready by week 6, week 7, week 8. We waited all year. He played a quarter. We saw glimpses.
A great quarter, yeah.
They missed him tremendously. Tremendously. And the drop-off between him and Devondre Campbell, it destroyed their defense.
I have another text message to read.
Oh. Is this the anonymous source?
No. I will name who sent this text, but I'll read the text first. The text says, super concerning. It would be concerning for someone his age, even without his injury last year. But this is troubling for this being a sign of more degenerative issues. Plus, not good to have a calf issue coming off of a PCL injury as well. That comes from our station orthopedist, Dr. Nirav Pandya.
Yeah, that was cryptic right there, man.
Not good. It's not good.
It sounds like the car's total.
Well, and it's and shout out to Cat.
No, I'm saying
I just
like
love the way you put stuff.
That's how scary it is.
Maybe. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Like that's how scary it is.
I came within 24 hours of buying my daughter a car last week, and I got a call from a mechanic yesterday and went, dude, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, you were about to say.
Shout out Chet, because that thing's a lemon. That was for the old school, Shasky.
Yeah.
I could have gone Don Lemon, but we're trying to keep it apolitical here.
I thought you were going Holmgren on me for a second.
I probably should have, but I think that,
you want to change your number? 11 wins.
No, God, no.
No,
are you kidding me?
God, no.
Have you seen the schedule?
I'm sorry.
That's where I'm at.
I hear you.
Okay. Stand on it.
But look at this.
Wait, can we stop acting like you're right, but acting like we know who all of those teams
are. Hold on.
Exactly.
But this is what I mean.
It's a fallacy.
Yeah. Hold on. This is what I mean.
Hold on, Mark.
Okay.
This is where Shanahan and the veterans and the system comes in. I don't have to. They play the Saints.
First team in the league.
They're going to beat the Saints.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah, but I said that last year about the Vikings.
Jaguars. And the Browns.
Like, the system will beat the Jaguars.
You don't know.
Falcons.
They're good.
The Falcons, the Texans stink.
No, they don't.
They do. Oh, the Giants, they have a great defense.
Front seven, man.
They'll score 3 points a game. The Panthers, oh, this is their year. Okay. Give me a break. The Browns, look at this. This is garbage. Tennessee. Oh, that's right. I forgot they got Indy, too.
Please. That's
what you pay. This is why Shanahan will be considered. He should be able to stumble on nine wins.
Even if I agree with some of your premise, you just flipped off the Browns easily, supposedly the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah.
2 years ago, the 49ers went to the Super Bowl and had a 5-0 record, arrived in Cleveland and faced a quarterback. I'll bet $20 you can't name
him. Cade McCown? Cade McCown?
No.
Spurgeon win.
Cade McCown is not even a person. But anyway, they lost that football game. And by the way,
somebody's going to upset him.
Healthy Jake Moody.
Okay.
And they lost that game. This is the NFL.
And the Falcons are not mincemeat. Yes. I don't know what he's talking like, dude.
We're in that was a misspeak.
The schedule in its totality.
I get
it's
it.
It's a joke. I just want to echo one thing he said about the system. For me, if McCaffrey misses significant time, this becomes a Shanahan challenge. The beautiful laminated play sheet. And I know, Chesky, you can only do so much with what you have, but this is where Shanahan's going to have to scheme it up and figure out how to make this
work. But, Dibs, real quick, how did that work last year?
Well, he couldn't
scheme it up because they didn't have nothing.
Well, last year you had Devondre Campbell commit a PI 30 yards down the field. You gave up a 50-yard pass to Tutu Atwell. Your kicker missed kicks.
Last year, to your point, though,
That was humbling.
Last year, nothing was great, but that team was 6-11 because of defense and special teams.
Correct.
It was not 6-11.
The quarterback had tough fourth quarters.
Yeah, he did.
Yep. I feel like we're not talking enough Purdy. Guys.
All right, then let me ask you a Purdy question.
It's the most important position in sports.
Especially in light of this news, let me ask you a Purdy question. Are you judging him this year on wins or stats?
Every quarterback is judged on winning. Every quarterback, no matter what, is judged on do you win. Like, that is what it's about. The name of the game is winning. And it can be ugly, you know, at times.
Yeah.
I don't care. Win. Like, it doesn't. The Green Bay game, it didn't matter he played terrible in the rain in the playoffs for three quarters. What mattered is that he had multiple big-time drives in the fourth quarter in the pouring rain to lead this team to a victory. All that matters is winning. So to me, I don't care if he throws 30 touchdowns, 25 picks. If the Niners win double-digit games and McCaffrey's limited, the quarterback's going to be a big part of that in a positive way.
He can't be the reason you lose the games. That's how I'm viewing him. I cannot come away from games this season and losses and say it was because of the quarterback. I could hear it if it's the injuries. I can hear it if it's the defense couldn't stop a nosebleed. He cannot be the reason they lose games this year. He just can't be. He got paid to be the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dude.
Yeah, but I don't think he was the reason they lost games last year. He made mistakes.
Yeah.
I've said this a thousand times. If you want to make a
list, Lions game, I feel like he was the reason they lost.
Well, that game wasn't even like, I mean, they were already.
But if it's sprinkles, Mark, I got concerns about the quarterback.
It wasn't
outside sprinkling
that night. Like that
Rams
they,
Thursday night.
They
it was,
were
it was
a heavy mode. Missed. Yeah, they were in holiday mode. This team, by the way, Deebo Samuel dropped a game-winning touchdown in that game.
Walk-in touchdown.
That would have won the game. Yeah. Yes. So I'm not saying Brock was great, but if you want to make a list of what was wrong with the Niners last year, you're going to get up to about 7, 8, 9, or 10 before you get to anything, quite frankly, anything on the offensive side of the ball. Anything on the offensive side of the ball is going to be that high.
Red zone was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Red zone, I think, was pretty bad.
Not in my top five.
That's a team-wide issue and a Shanahan issue as much as Purdy.
Sure.
I don't think – see, your point about, like, he can't be the reason you lose. I'm with Mark. Teams win and lose. Not in today's society.
Quarterbacks win or lose.
And Chad Brown, former Seattle linebacker, joined us today, and he said for him, Purdy was at the altar of – you got to kind of show us you're that dude before this
dude. But they
don't
play offense like that.
I know. You should know.
But let's be honest.
That's
people,
not how football
if
works.
If there's no McCaffrey, a fan is short for fanatic. I'm not saying it's right, but that's who they're looking at. Take us to the promised
land.
Right,
right. Joe Burrow is that dude.
Fair or not, let's be honest.
Joe Burrow is that dude. 5,000 yards and watched the playoffs as well.
But he
well.
Has no defense.
None.
But
zero.
And neither did Brock. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
But the offense did their thing, man. 30 points or more, man.
Yep. But
this
not,
is crazy.
Not enough. Yeah, the whole thing is, like I said, the whole thing's a concert. But, yeah, how are you judging Brock? Wins or stats?
Who you asking?
Wins.
staring off into nowhere.
I'm in Westbrook. I had to take a playoff. I'm not sitting up in the
side. I mean,
totally. It's always wins.
It is.
It's always wins.
Yeah. You know,
don't you get it?
If McCaffrey's hurt and so they're down a running back, they're already down receivers, they suffer something on the offensive line, it's like maybe they're going to have to grind out wins. And maybe they win four games 16-10. Well, guess what? Those are wins. It doesn't matter that Purdy didn't put up huge numbers. It's like they may have to win ugly games.
And that's why this whole thing about quarterback records is so fraudulent to me, because you can win games and your quarterback can stink, or your quarterback can be great and you can lose games. Sometimes we get too married to that.
But typically the great ones win a lot of games.
If we use last year as a reference, had they won a lot of those games, it actually wasn't a Jimmy Garoppolo looking team that needed to win game 17-16. Actually, what they would have needed to do last year is win games 31-30. If you want Brock Purdy to play well, stop the run.
But against Seattle in Arizona at home, the offense had the ball, a field goal or score to put them away, and they just couldn't. That year just seemed consistent of the offense couldn't get that.
They had the lead with a minute to go against Seattle and watched Geno Smith go hot knife through butter.
That happened.
Hot knife through butter.
I mean, if you're getting paid as the highest paid player in the history of the San Francisco 49ers, you want me to treat you like a top 10 quarterback? I'm going to treat you like a top 10 quarterback. Win the freaking game. Sorry. That's it. I treat that way with Lamar Jackson, with Jalen Hurts. I treat the same way with Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. You want me to compare him to those guys? I'm going to compare him to those guys. I'm sorry.
Well, he's not that type of guy in this offense, and that's where it becomes a challenge.
He might need to be, though, Dibs.
Well, he might, but let's just say he's in that spot against Seattle week one, and McCaffrey, for whatever reason, it's the calf, he doesn't play. Now you're down by four, and you need to pass your way and score. You've got Sky Moore, MVS, Jawan Jennings. It's going to be...
You got George Kittle, best tight end in football. All right, that is something.
Guys, we've done this a long time, all of us on this stage. If Purdy loses to Darnold, no matter how it looks, are going to get calls lined up. Carter's shaking his head. 5:30, before we even turn on the station, there are going to be people waiting to call in. Leroy over there is going to be texting into the box office text line about quarterback and head coach. We could skirt it all we want. It's a narrative that we discuss all season long. And the players do, too.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, but it begs the question of two things. First of all, who are the 49ers if there is no Christian? And secondly, is it putting Brock Purdy in a position where you don't think he's a $52 or $53 million quarterback? Baldy talked about this stuff with you guys.
Yeah.
Here, let's hear some of what Brian Baldinger said the other day on the roast with regard to Christian McCaffrey and importance to the team.
If McCaffrey looks like he did 2 years ago, I think San Francisco is going to win the division. Like, I think they're going to be that good. Like, I think he's that much of a difference maker. And he's that type of talent. And the offense, whoever Brock is throwing to, it will change if Christian McCaffrey is giving you 100 yards a game. If he's giving you 100 yards a game and then 100 and plus total yards a game, like he did 2 years ago, then I have much fewer reservations about this football team.
Let me add something to this, though, because the 49ers are not the only team in the division that right now has what they feel is a very scary, tenuous injury situation.
Rams.
What if the 49ers don't have McCaffrey, but the Rams don't have Stafford?
Oh, please.
Who's winning the division?
Please play Jimmy.
Who's winning the division?
The 49ers.
Maybe Seattle. Well, Seattle might
maybe,
be.
Maybe Seattle. I don't know what to make of Seattle.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
And you're defense. That we're that down on Jimmy, though? Did put him in because they got a nice O-line now. They got
Adams.
Did you
see how it ended in Las Vegas?
No, that was different. That was your
it's
Raiders.
The same
this
guy.
Is different, man.
He hasn't changed.
Davante Adams is going to be in a mental
war. But my point is, Jimmy looked the best version of himself under Kyle. Why couldn't he do that with McVay?
All right, back with more. This is the Red and Gold Summit 2025. King's Fish House is the spot at Westfield Valley Fair. All three shows all together at once. Back with more on 95.7 The Game.
Now back to the Red and Gold Summit. Live from King's Fish House at Westfield Valley Fair in Santa Clara. All the hosts together again, getting you ready for another Niners season. Right here on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Red and Gold Summit! Thank you to each and every one of you for coming out. King's Fish House is going to be playing all the games all season long. Get some oysters at the bar. Catch your favorite team all year long. Thank you to King's Fish House for today.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Awesome. Special thank you to Rachel Weiser, the Director of Marketing, and Javon Wilson, also Marketing Manager here at Westfield, and Tyshawn Gaskin, the King's Fish House General Manager. Thank you to each of them for their help. Look, Christian McCaffrey may have missed practice, but we can still have some smiles, right?
So
we're going to turn it over now to America's largest Christian McCaffrey fan, our own Carter Chickering.
Carter!
Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming.
All 6'8" of him, his chain, and he drafted Christian last night in fantasy at number 4 overall. So for crying out loud, let him have his moment. Go take it away.
He's going to be fine.
All right.
Here's how we're going to start it. This is Know Your Co-Host. We're going to start with questions for the A-chairs, meaning Spadoni, Willard, and Steiny.
Sort of.
All right.
Question number one. We're going to get right to it. Please, gentlemen, hold your answers up when you have the answer, no matter how dumb it is. Please just hold it up, okay? For Spadoni, what is the name of your co-host's first child? Or, if he only has one child, what is the name of him or her?
For all three, right?
You can just say it, right? Just say it. Just say it.
It's LJ. LJ Shasky.
Yeah.
Ding. I'm supposed to do something.
Yeah, you got
to
hold up.
Yeah, you hold it up.
Did I get it?
Sorry. Yeah. Way to go, Spadoni.
Sorry, Lucas, this is an audio medium as well as a video medium. So I didn't know if anyone knew.
Yes, please state the correct answer if you put your thing up.
LJ Shasky.
Are we doing it in question form like Jeopardy?
No.
We'll just keep going here, Shasky. You'll find out in a second.
Valkyrie's at 7, guys.
I heard he butchered
it. Game 6:30.
Stiney.
You got courtside?
What is the name of your co-host's first child?
Uh-oh. Little Daryl.
Hold it up, Gil.
Hold it up, Gil.
And
hold
if you're
up.
Listening, I love you, son. But it's Donovan.
Oh!
Come on, Donovan. Oh. Uncle Stoney says hello.
Not a good start, Stoney.
Jesus.
God.
And leaves you with you, Mark Willard. What is the name of your co-host's first child?
I know.
That's
both.
So unfair.
No, I know both your sons, but I actually, I'm not sure which one's older. You're both. I'm gonna go with Quest.
The answer is Quest.
Wow, Mark.
Question.
Way to go, Uncle Mark.
Yeah. All right. Let's go.
Early hole for Stiney and Goo. Question for the B chair.
All right.
We're going to start with you, Shasky. What kind of car does your co-host drive?
Well, he drives a scooter. Every single day. That's
wrong.
True. That is true. He parks his car at the old location.
Stop stalling.
And takes a scooter into work. So he drives a scooter.
It's a free spot.
Shh.
It's a Chevy Cavalier.
I didn't even know that.
Oh,
there you go.
Oh, all right.
It's very reliable.
I didn't know that.
See, because Lubman and him carpool together, I want no part of that vehicle.
I don't carpool with Sam Lubman.
Okay,
lots
thank you.
Lots of hair everywhere.
Okay, thank you.
Guru, what kind of car does your co-host drive?
Electric. Electric? Yeah. I got it right. Yeah, electric. That count the bucket.
Electric.
Show it, Stiney.
Yeah.
What'd you write down?
I got it. I know my guy.
Number one.
Volkswagen.
The ID4.
Volkswagen.
Oh, boy.
All right. Dibley, what kind of car does your co-host drive?
I park next to him almost every day. So, Ooh. Yeah, it's a Hyundai. He drives a Hyundai.
Really?
Hyundai that Tucson. Is he got it.
That's an upset. Hyundai Tucson.
Nice car.
I don't think this is fair. We're up before I can even see outside.
Totally unfair.
That's a good point.
Totally unfair.
Back to the A chairs. For Spadoni here, let's start. Who is your co-host's favorite musical artist of all time?
Oh my God.
Oh, this is a layup.
Can we be honest? I couldn't narrow it down to just one.
You don't have to write it, Spadone.
Backtrack.
It is.
Let's go.
I wanted to say Led Zeppelin. I wanted to say Paul Simon, Huey Lewis.
Wait, show
Michael
the sign.
Jackson.
Show the sign.
So many
yes,
of them.
Yeah, I didn't know
it.
That.
You got to prove
but
it.
Lucas
okay.
made me pick one.
Okay.
And I picked Mac Dre.
I was going to say Andre Nicotina.
Nicotina was in
okay.
there.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Let's go.
Tupac.
I'm feeling myself.
On to Willard. Who is your co-host's favorite musical artist of all time?
I know that. I don't know who your favorite is at all.
Jesus.
I'm going to say Too Short.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
No.
Short
no,
Dog.
No.
The answer is the purple one.
Oh, man.
Prince.
Yeah.
All right. Stiney. But you like Too Short, don't you?
Yeah, he's in the top 80.
All right. Just.
Yeah.
Stiney, who is your co-host's favorite music artist of all time?
Drake.
No, it's not
no,
on your...
No, don't show
I know,
it.
I know.
For God's sakes.
I'm not. I'm just organizing. It's,
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Kendrick Lamar.
Go.
This was before the allegations or the drama.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, keep it separate.
Who is the girl?
Okay.
Hey, R. Kelly,
age ain't nothing
who
but a number.
Call? I know how to dip. He's an artist, hey. And he got in trouble. I'm
he's
not
an artist.
Ignition
yeah.
remix still yeah. is. Yeah. Sorry.
Keep it moving.
So for the B chairs now.
Hurry up.
Shasky, what month is your co-host's birthday in?
Oh, God.
You got 12 of them.
Well, Bautes is September 15th. I know that.
He's not Grace, your co-host.
Yeah.
You name the X.
And Spadoni just took a Wednesday off in the middle of the week about 2 months ago.
Uh-oh.
And he took 4 days off in the middle of the week to celebrate his 31st birthday, which was in the middle of July.
This is the longest.
It's
a month. What's the month?
It's July.
Thank you.
July. 19th.
No. It is
June.
Almost.
I knew it was recent.
All right.
Dibley?
What is the month of your co-host's birthday?
He tells a story about watching the Niners in the Super Bowl on his birthday. Back then, it was in January. The answer is January.
The answer is January.
Yeah.
I have no doubt in
September.
You.
September. September.
Guru?
September.
September.
Wow.
You got some?
Oh, my God.
Hey, that's wake you up when September ends.
So here's our score. Shasky and Spadoni 2, Steiny and Guru 1, Willard and Dibs 3 in the lead right now. On to our final question here.
Yeah.
Question for the A chair. Back to Spadoni. Who is your co-host's least favorite athlete ever?
Oh, my God.
It's an easy one. This is an easy one.
Oh, no.
An easy one. No.
No, it's not LeBron. God, this is really difficult.
I have so many possibilities.
I'm going to go...
More known as a coach.
No clues.
Kyle Shanahan.
Nope.
Kyle Shanahan.
It's Tommy Lasorda. Come on.
I didn't know that.
Come on.
I didn't know that.
Come on.
He's an Italian. How can you hate him?
Steiny.
Come on.
Who is your co-host's least favorite athlete ever?
Least favorite? Can I steal this?
Oh, I know who it is.
It's Cowboys rivals. They don't have a rival.
Three, two,
thank you. One.
LeBron girlfriend. James.
Aaron Rodgers.
I can't. He's the tool.
Rogan.
Your last chance. Who is your co-host's least favorite athlete ever?
I have a short list in mind, and it's amazing that Guru just did that because I'm gonna say the same thing. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's up there, but it's actually AJ Pierzynski.
We won anyway.
Well done. You won anyway.
Let's go.
I mean, really,
let's go.
We
well done.
Yeah, I didn't. The journey, right?
Oh, man. Like... All right, thank you again to King's Fish House.
Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you to each and every one of you.
Hey, Mark, I got to say, as somebody that drives around all day like Steiny, stuck in traffic, listening to the station, without the audience, we aren't a station. And I'm not just saying this. Like, I listen all day, every day, texting these guys and driving them nuts. Without you guys in the YouTube chat, without you guys texting us in, without you showing up, we have no heart and spirit without fans. Facts. Thank you guys for everything
you do.
We love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And I want to shout out the... There you go. The guy that's at the back of the studio right now who gets no love because he's there and he has to stay at the studio. We all have fun.
Wow.
Mark Grandy from the
Epicenter.
Yeah, Mark
Grandy.
Right now.
Yeah.
Tim Jordan.
We need to shout out Tim Jordan.
Tim Jordan.
What time did you get here today,
Sam.
Tim? What time did you get here today?
Sam,
come on. Stand
probably
up,
4
Tim.
In the morning.
Stand up.
Tim Jordan.
Let's go.
TJ. All right. The first hour of the Red and Gold Summit on replay. This is back before Christian McCaffrey got hurt.
Is
going to be heard from 6 to 7. And then we got the Valkyries going for a playoff spot tonight at 7. You can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. The game on TV is on KPIX Plus. That is all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Red and Gold Summit in the books 2025. Thank you, everyone. Have a great night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.